I have seen a wicked and ruthless man flourishing like a green tree in its native soil. Psalms 37:35.
Father, help me to understand that there is a way that seems right to me, but that is the way that leads to death. No matter how many wicked, ruthless men I see flourishing in this world, I know that their way leads to death. The only way that I can avoid their end is to dwell closer daily with you, to be conformed to your image and to accept your gift of salvation. I'm a new creature in Christ. Thank you, Father, for showing me the end of the wicked. Amen.
There's a flowering tree that grows in the tropics. It blooms at night, and although the flowers are beautiful, they smell like rotting meat. They attract birds that feed on them, and other creatures that feast on petrified and putrefied meat. Think of the way of the wicked, especially those who always seem to flourish no matter how evil they are. They are walking around in the bodies of death, and although their lives might look attractive, how do they smell?
Today's action. Set out a glass of milk or a lump of hamburger and let it go bad. Smell it. Now think of the ways of the wicked. Are they still as attractive to you? Today's treasure can be found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death.
As a pastor, I can't count how many times I've had people come to me and point out someone and say, "But look at them. They're not living for the Lord. They're living an evil life. They're taking advantage of their workers. And yet, they prosper while I can barely pay my bills." Well, we must remember, we are just journeymen through this world, passers-by on an adventure. This is not our home. But those that prosper from this world are of this world. And we're told that Satan is the god of this world. God is there for you in every way, my friend. He protects you, he cares about you, and he loves you. But what I like to talk about most is when people tell me the stories of coming back from the dead and being in hell. And they say that you can take all the sulfur, all the brimstone, all the rotting meat, all the sour smells that you can ever think of, and multiply those by a million times, and you still will not have the stench of hell. Think about it. The stench of hell is the burning of all the evil throughout all time.